At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, and welcome to Adulthood is a Project. It is happy hour.
Woo-hoo.
All right, you have us hooked up today.
I did.
So happy hour is our uncut, unedited series that we're doing. We bring a guest on and we play a little truth or drink games with them. And today our guest is none other than Sunny Boy.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
But everybody else can call him Remington now.
Or Remy. You just call me Remington, but
that's what I named you.
Well, welcome to the show, Remington.
Thanks.
Do you want to tell everybody how you know us?
Well, you are my mother, and you are my aunt.
That's right. So you've dealt with us your whole life.
We didn't really get a chance to not meet y'all. But
hey, we've enriched your life in so many ways. What are you talking about?
Something like that, yeah.
We've done nothing but build character.
There you have it right there. Man. we decided, you know, a few weeks ago, we were going to attempt to start more doing a theme on our happy hours. So we thought it might be fun on this episode to do a kind of a generational differences theme. Mm-hmm. So, but before we do get started, I should say cheers to everyone. I've got Pinot Grigio today. My drink of choice.
I've got Moscato.
And I got a Michelob Ultra.
Son, a Michelob?
Whatever it is.
I thought I raised you better than that.
It's Michelob.
It's Michelob.
I like Michelob better.
Michelob it is.
Like Michelin tires.
Yeah, Michelob.
Something.
You know what, it'll go down great. That's all I know for sure.
Well, that's my
fault. Yeah. I was going to do a little bragging that thanks to me, you had that.
And then I said the name wrong.
Michelob.
What it is.
Keeping those fridges stocked for wherever Aunt Charlie visits next. You never know what kind of beer you got to have on hand.
All right, keep it ready.
Shoot. That's right. So I was kind of laughing that this episode was coming out this week without even meaning to coincide it with our societal changes. Mm. And here we are talking some generational differences.
Yeah. But
I think it'll be funny. Kind of team them up together. Yeah. So Remington, we want to do a little truth or drink game if you're down for that.
Heck yeah.
Okay. All right. I like it. And we all have to answer, so.
Yep.
See, yeah. All right, sister, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I can start.
Okay.
Okay. So, this one is, you have to be able to use 3 slang terms from the other generation correctly. And if you can't do it, then you have to drink.
Oh.
Well, okay. Aren't y'all the same generation, though?
Yeah, so
or
like,
do you guys have to come up with different words?
Her and I will have to use them from your generation.
But what if you guys use the same words?
We can't. That's not going to be allowed.
Good thing we're so hip on lingo. We got a lot to choose from.
Maybe.
All right.
I mean, I think I'm pretty fire.
Okay.
With today's lit lingo. So.
Okay.
Oh man, I got two in there. I need a third one, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I knew I could get this, no cap.
Something like that, yeah.
Did she use them right?
I mean, yeah. Wait, what was your second one again?
What I said, something about this being fire.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I was going to be lit with it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess they all make sense. Yeah.
Okay, score for me.
I was going to say, let's see. Okay. Oh, the supper I made was bussin'.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think. I know I made the question up, but like I didn't think too hard on it because I wanted to like get good, like a real response. What about be so for real right now?
Well, that's like a whole phrase in itself. No?
I know, but like that works, right?
It works. Does that mean you're just being honest right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of, I think of it more like how, like, we used to be like, as if.
Yeah, probably more along the lines of that.
Okay. All right. Can you get a third one?
You stole my no cap one. I was going to use it.
Oh, it took me a minute to remember that one.
I suck.
You want to go full send on this?
She got four.
I can give you my extra point there, sister.
All right, I'm going to take a drink because I can't get a third one in there.
Take a drink.
Shoot.
Gosh.
Now the big question, big question is, can you get some from our generation, Remington?
Yeah,
I mean, I think so. I don't know if it would be considered 90s or 80s, but I think so. I don't know if the difference is.
Something. It'll be all right. We'll know them all.
We will.
I guess that's radical, dude. Isn't that like... That's like almost a two for one, because dude wasn't even a word when y'all were kids, I feel like. Or was
dude
it?
Was a word.
Dude was.
Yeah, but you guys might have invented it. Maybe.
Yeah, so you did get a two for there.
You did, yeah.
Maybe.
Although, we did typically just say rad as opposed to radical, because our generation shortened it from radical.
Our generation definitely says radical, I feel like. Or,
yeah, that's radical. We definitely did radical. I'd give you two on that.
I'll give you a two.
I don't know if you guys mentioned the word dude, but I'm going to go with it. It had to be around that time, I would imagine.
It was.
Something.
Yeah.
Dude was
I call your mom dude all the time.
Yeah. I'm like, I call Lily bro.
I should have used bro. That would have been a good one.
Bro would have been. That would have been a good one.
I feel like bro's been around.
I did too.
Yeah. I guess I feel like you guys use it more though.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Does she call you sis?
Oh my God, I've always thought about just calling her sis, but I'm just like, eh, she's just bro now, I guess. I don't
Yeah, no, that's yeah, because bro is your guys' version of our dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that was totally tubular. Like some weird stuff like that.
Now I just feel like you took us to a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles episode.
Oh, man. That's basically the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'd say you did good.
I think so. I think you got it, buddy.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Did
So
good.
I got
Okay.
to that.
Too bad your mom's not hip to the lingo.
No,
I
I'm
know.
not.
She doesn't even know what's lit or fire anymore, you know?
Doesn't.
It's been a while.
Shoot.
Obviously.
I
Okay.
remember
Mine.
for sure one time I tried to use the lingo just to be like stupid whenever the flower child had a friend over. Just to embarrass her. I was all like, oh man, what's going on, fam? It's all Gucci in here. And she's just like, oh my God, mom. Okay, go away.
What did you have then?
What'd you say?
When would that have been?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember. It's been like a while back.
Was gonna say, I don't remember that. Shoot.
That's like those episodes from Ew, that's when I stopped that guy. He's like,
Yeah.
what's shaking, kids? You wanna He's trying to be all cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's Gucci in here? Mom, no one talks like that anymore.
No one. Oh man.
Okay, my one is, can you name two things that people might have used before Google existed?
Is this for me?
Yellow
Or...
people. Oh.
Both of you. I mean, we got to go back. I mean, we can all answer it, but I think for you and I, it might be a way easier answer than it will be for Sunny Boy.
Who goes first?
Go
I'm gonna
ahead.
say,
Said yellow pages.
oh yeah, we did do the yellow pages.
Yellow
That is
pages good.
true.
Nerd.
Got another one?
On tablets.
What?
What?
Stone tablets.
Okay.
That's all. You did. It
You're not wrong.
works.
Was probably grandma's generation, not ours.
Yeah.
Stone tablets. Oh man. I was gonna say encyclopedia
Okay.
and a thesaurus.
Ooh,
Wait,
nice.
are encyclopedias and dictionaries the same thing, or?
No.
Okay. Well, then dictionary.
You already got two answers. Don't be stealing ones from me to gate take.
Wait, oh, well, I thought I only answered one. I said yellow pages. Oh, and stone tablets.
You
Okay.
did say the stone tablet.
He was just trying to be a smart ass.
Well, I mean, I did jump up four of those slang terms,
Wow.
so I get it. We gotta overachieve in this family. And then, hold on. We gotta go back because an encyclopedia was, yeah, how do we describe it? I feel like if you Google, like, what is this red bird that is making a humming noise? And you would Google that now. Instead, you'd have to go through the encyclopedia and be like, what of these words, red or bird or something? And then try to find them to, like, oh, it's a hummingbird. And it's going to tell you everything about a hummingbird.
It's kind of like Wikipedia.
Ooh, that's good. Okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
Way to use way better terms than I was using.
I saw you struggling over there.
I was struggling big time. I'm like, how do I describe it? Encyclopedia. The Encyclopedia Britannica.
But only if you had like the right letters. Like if you didn't have A.
Yeah, you couldn't.
You couldn't be fucking looking up alligators. That's for damn sure. What are you going to do your book report on? Nothing that starts with an A.
Yeah. You had to do a book report. You would have to pull out the. And Remington, like, they used to go like door to door and knock on your door to sell these.
Yeah.
Encyclopedias?
Yeah. And they're trying to sell them in sets, obviously A to Z.
I didn't know this.
But you didn't always have the money. So sometimes you bought like A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And maybe next time they came around, you'd get the next three until you eventually got the whole alphabet.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's, or shared them with your friends.
That's insane. Had to buy them.
Yeah. Yeah. Had to buy them. or go to that local library, I suppose.
Go to the library for sure. Sister, right. do you have two?
So, I do. I was going to go Atlas.
Oh, an atlas, yes.
Yeah. And I was going to use dictionary, but you took it. So now I have to think of another one. I'm like, oh, atlas. What else did they use? Oh. The inside of the cover that came with your cassette tape so you could read all the lyrics.
Oh.
Yeah. I always wondered how y'all got the lyrics to some songs.
You got really lucky if the artist gave you, like I said, some of them would put all the lyrics inside the cover of their CD, or it turned into CDs, but the tapes too, and they'd put all the lyrics. Not all of them did that. So when you like opened it up and saw all the lyrics, it was like hitting gold.
Shoot.
Yeah.
So you know you were saying the right words. I don't know what they did with records back then.
I don't know.
They wouldn't have had all the lyrics.
Or maybe a separate piece of paper if they did it.
Maybe.
Maybe a grandma.
Yeah. It's funny to think how much shit we Google now, though.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, and, I don't know, maybe some of it is just because of the fact that we're able to Google it now instead of having to figure out and read it. Because if you have to figure out and read it, then, you know, you're a lot less likely to try and figure it out.
This is true.
Like, God forbid you put the effort into learning.
Like, oh, I should put the effort. Okay. I'm fine being done. Yeah.
No one's got room to store the Encyclopedia Britannicas anymore. Those books were like, they're probably that thick, depending on the letter.
Depending on the letter, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why some letters were more expensive than others.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Guess I wouldn't have thought about that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think X, Y, and Z were all together in one book.
I think you might be right.
There wasn't enough words out there to bother with those.
So you'd have to buy them like three a pack, like as a collection, I guess.
No, I mean, you could buy one letter at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like they just like gave you deals.
Okay.
Like if you bought two, you'd get a third one like half off or something.
Whose company? Like, I guess I just. Who started the door-to-door sales? Like, is that the Encyclopedia Company, or is it, like, some...
Oh, man, I feel like they used to door-to-door sales all kinds of stuff.
They always door-to-door sales. Yeah.
Yeah. They used to have milkmen that came to your house back in the day.
And it was from that company, not, like, a third-party kind of thing?
Like, right, how it so is it'd, now? Be like a, it'd be, like, a more local... You'd have more, like, a more local dairy...
Hmm.
They were bringing the milk, like you paid a certain amount, and they'd bring you a couple of pints of milk or whatever, like whatever the jar was. And then you'd set the jars out on your porch the next week. And the milkman would take those jars and bring you new ones. And then they would wash the jars and recycle them.
I'm like, I knew the glass thing. They used to do that with even like the soda companies.
Yeah.
They recycled the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Sister, yeah, yeah, do you remember when we found that one dairy? Like, it was at the grocery store, but they came in the glass jar. That milk that came in a glass jar.
And we Yeah. Wasn't that when we were in St. Joe?
Yes.
That was really good milk. Yeah. The chocolate milk. And you,
like when you guys both lived in St. Joe? Like when I was a baby?
Yeah, when you were a baby.
Yeah.
So there's still milk. You found a local milk, what you're saying?
Well, it was local, but they sold it at the store. Mm-hmm. What did we have there? Hy-Vee?
I don't even remember. I guess it would probably have been Hy-Vee.
But then, yeah, you could return the bottles too.
Yeah. And so, like, bought it, it would be like $5 or something. But then when you came back in with the bottle and you returned it to buy a new one, like, you dropped $2 off of it or something.
Yeah, you got like a coupon or something to go back and grab another or something.
Well, it's like
it was really fresh.
You just had to bring in the bottle.
Well,
bring it up to the counter, like when you were buying a new one.
Was that what we did? I don't remember.
Yeah,
I've drank since then.
It would have been years ago, but maybe I don't know which store. I feel like it would have been Sprouts. But didn't she used to? Maybe it was in Harps actually, in Inola. Didn't she used to buy like chocolate milk from them? I feel like.
Yes.
I know it was chocolate milk for sure.
I think there was, but they didn't stick around. Like it didn't last very long.
Oh, that was okay.
I think like the Shamrock Farms out here does glass bottles still, but I don't feel like you get. I don't feel like it's like it was there. Like, it wasn't the fresh. Like, they just sometimes put it in the glass bottles.
Yeah. So, we have...
Out here, I don't know that it's as fresh like that.
We have a good dairy here. Like, actually, Swain's over in Claremore.
Swain's.
Oh, my gosh. I totally took you on a field trip and everything.
Jeez. You didn't remember your field trip?
How old was I?
We had it been like 11 or 12.
Well, yeah, I don't remember all that. It was 11 or 12.
I don't remember shit when I was 11.
But that's amazing. Guys. And they have a really good milk and really good creamer and everything. But honestly, you have to drive all the way over there to get it. Like, they don't do any kind of delivery or anything. Nobody's going to drive all the way over there.
I'll tell you what, though, man. I remember doing that Tillamook tour. Oh, that so fresh. The cheese, the ice cream. I'm like, yeah, like fresh dairy is so good.
Fresh dairy is so good.
Yeah. You guys have Brahms, though. I think they have pretty fresh stuff, too.
Their ice cream is really good.
Yeah.
I am pretty sure their milk is pretty fresh. I don't drink a lot of milk.
I don't either. I've had their eggnog fresh.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Yeah, it's good. So that's a good one. But hey, while we were doing this, I used the old Google to find the answer. Because we got it, we might as well use it. Encyclopedia Britannica was primarily sold directly to consumers by that company that made it. So by Encyclopedia Britannica itself.
Okay.
Yeah, now we all know.
Shoot. Gotta get that commission.
Oh, dude, they were going from the 30s until the mid 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was like an actual career. Okay. Yeah,
it was.
Dang.
Yeah. A traveling, probably one of the first traveling careers out there.
Probably so.
Chef, go, town to town, hit all the neighborhoods in that town, and then go to the next town.
As long as I'm getting paid.
Right? I mean, hey, and you're seeing the world.
Yeah.
One small ass town at a time. Oh man, see, that's, I'm like, now you just Google everything you want to know. And I think, how many different things did we have to use to find answers?
Oh, I know.
And you're right, like, like your mom said, like, when we had to do a book report, you didn't have the A, or a report for school, whatever, it didn't have to be a book, obviously we had the book, but if you had to do some kind of a research report, like, I'm going to go in the C and see if I find something cool today, like...
Pretty much. Pretty much. And so I think sometimes that's why it's like, oh, I'm just now hearing about certain things because, I mean, my God, we weren't going to sit there and read the entire encyclopedia.
Right?
But nowadays, somebody has figured out, you know, all the C words, and there's probably like 50 reels about each one of them, you know?
Yeah, for real.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, technology has made it easier in a way. For no. Sure. No cap.
Made these damn kids lazy. Hell is all it's done.
I would agree with
that. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so our next question is a little different because, again, it was like the generations. So
okay,
the question for Charlie and I is, can you explain TikTok in under 30 seconds without sounding confused?
And oh, my God.
Question for Remington is, can you explain what dial-up internet sounded like?
I can't. I'm not. I can already tell you that right now.
Take a drink.
Drink it up.
I've heard my son love you since just like days. That's about all I know, though.
That it took days? Is that what you said?
Yeah, to like load or download something.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we definitely weren't trying to download shit.
No. No way. There's a, I don't think I did the noise right, but. Yeah.
Wait, usually, to connect. That was just to connect to the internet.
Mm.
You could usually get it done within 30 minutes.
Oh, I felt like 10 was it 30?
I think it would depend on the day.
I remember you would hit the connect button and you'd walk away, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you didn't sit there and wait to get the computer up and running because you had to wait for it to connect anyway.
She was taking forever.
Wild. Okay. That's why we didn't map everything and Google song lyrics back in the day. Took too long.
Well, with the long lyrics.
And the whole household.
Yeah, we had.
At that time, like, the whole household would lose phone because the internet was connected to the phone lines.
Oh. Wait, it would be like, wait, so the phone lines, well, that's not Wi-Fi, though, yeah? What do you mean?
There was no Wi-Fi. Do you, Remington, did you guys ever have a home phone in your house with a cord on it?
I don't think so, no.
Growing up? Oh. I mean, like, do you know what a phone jack looks like in a wall?
Yeah, I'm like, we have, like, wired phones in the hotel.
Or like... Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So that wired phone, you'd have maybe two in your house or something, but once you were, that's also how the computer got connected to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So once it was taken up the home phone line, like, you were done. Like, no one could call the house if you were on the internet because the internet was keeping the line busy.
But how is the line connected to the internet?
Because you plugged it in through to
Ethernet?
The
Ethernet. I don't know.
Ethernet. Okay.
It was all running on like your local phone company.
Like Wi-Fi or like wired Wi-Fi almost.
There was no Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi was not a part of anything. It was wired internet.
Gotcha.
Oh my God, are we that old that you don't even understand internet that was wired still?
No. I don't know.
I'm like, because wired internet was still a thing for years. They just got its own phone line and it quit taking up the house phone.
Yeah.
Mm. So they like made a decision to separate those two at some point. Is what you're?
I guess.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Well, eventually, you got to think about the fact that what happened was back then. Again, we had a home phone. Now, Sonny Boy, when was the last time you ever saw us have a home phone?
I feel like
apparently never. He said.
I mean, I know we never had a home phone, but I feel like you had home phones like, I mean, like in Arizona, no?
We didn't have a home phone in Arizona.
Hmm. I don't know what I remember, man.
Home phone was when you were 3.
Who remembers shit from that?
I mean, I feel like I remember a lot of things from that age, but you always tell me it's a lot, Mom. So.
The things you remember from being 3?
Yes.
Yeah. How much do you think you remember, man?
I remember it all, Aunt Charlie. That's all.
Oh, God.
No. I just feel like I remember some parts of, like, when I was a baby sometimes, or like a toddler, I guess. And Mom always tells me it's a lie. And I think she's lying. Or she just doesn't. Or she wasn't there.
You should probably check with me. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, I don't remember you being there. But maybe.
But I might know the story.
No story.
The real story. Dun, dun, dun.
I guess I would say it's just more like when you tell me the stories, I'm like, that doesn't sound like anything I remember. I don't say you're lying. I'm just saying I don't remember it the same way.
Well, in my little toddler brain, that is how I remembered it.
That's fair.
Because I can tell you, like, I remember, like, I feel like I totally remember the layout of the St. Joe house.
You probably do.
Like, I genuinely really do feel like I remember the layout.
I would believe you might.
I don't know.
Well, we can go into that in another time and test your memory.
Yeah.
I don't think the listeners care so much about it, but we can test your memory on that. The stories I can come up with in that house. Okay, wait. Okay, so I'm going to attempt to explain. I was going to keep it moving. Sorry, guys. I'm interested in this house memory of yours. You what? Okay. It is an app that is just a bunch of short 20 to 1 minute long videos of people doing anything they want. And sometimes selling products. And you just scroll through it.
What do you think? Remington, is
that I mean, yeah, I'd be like a very vague Yeah. Not
bad. Yeah. What?
Yeah. It makes sense, yeah.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay.
I'm not too old yet.
Yeah. I was
How would you explain the TikTok, sister?
Yeah, so I was gonna explain TikTok. I was gonna be like, it's just you can get on the computer or on your phone. And then it's just videos, like just little reels of people. I'm pretty sure anybody can post that wants to.
I mean,
I think so.
Yeah.
They let us post.
And obviously we're killing it.
Yeah, our biggest platform for sure.
But then also, like, they make these trends up. Like, they dance and different things on these videos. And you're supposed to, like, do the trend, and then, like, everybody does it, and then you can watch all the videos of everybody doing the same thing, I guess.
I was gonna say about the trend, because I remember hearing about it and thinking, well, that's just the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I think it's a TikTok. Oh, if all your friends are jumping off a bridge, are you going to jump off a bridge? Yeah, mom, maybe. And I'd be like, if all your friends are doing a stupid TikTok challenge or a TikTok trend, are you going to do it? Like, that'd be the equivalent in today's society, right?
Pretty much. Shoot.
Yeah, the first time I heard of TikTok trends or challenges, I'm like, this is so stupid.
It's stupid.
And I mean, I can't honestly say I even watch them either.
I'm like, I guess when did trend or like challenges become a thing? That would have been like early 2000s or something, I feel like. Or early 2010s.
TikTok trends?
No, not TikTok, just like the challenges.
Just challenges.
Do you remember like the plank challenge or like.
Yeah, because we had like the cinnamon challenge. Yeah,
cinnamon challenge or like the Tide Pod.
Yeah.
That's before TikTok. We had our
I don't,
own.
Was that Tide Pods really a challenge? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely.
I mean, I knew people were stupidly doing it, but I didn't know it was an actual challenge.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
That sounds about right.
Wild.
So yeah, that probably would have been how were they getting those challenges before the TikTok then? How'd you know?
I guess probably like YouTube or Instagram.
What are the kids calling those days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. YouTube is probably it.
Yeah, YouTube.
That seems the what?
The what who said?
You, I thought you said something. I thought you said another platform.
I said Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Oh, okay.
Something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
That's funny. Okay, so this is mine. So what's a phrase that your mom or I use that makes us sound old? And then for you and I, Casey, it'd be what does our mom say?
Hmm.
So for our mom, whenever she uses the word dink, it's like, that's a real dink. I'm like, you sound old, mom.
Shoot.
That's a hard one. Or is it just because your mom and I are so lit and fire that we don't have to.
That's
we never sound old.
I'm sure that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I mean, hey, when I made this question, there was a part of me hoping Remington would be like, you guys don't ever sound old.
Oh, man. I'm like, I'm
as
really...
we're explaining the internet.
Shoot, I really can't. I don't know. I don't think there really are any like normal phrases y'all say.
Good. I'd say that's a win for us. The minute this whole thing's done, he's gonna be like, damn it, I should have said this. I could have said this. I could have. Oh, they say shit all the time.
Not really.
I just said something over the weekend that I don't even remember what it was now. I wish I could. And my friend's like, do you know how old you sound? I'm like, yeah, as it was coming out of my mouth, I heard the words and I couldn't stop them. I don't even remember what it was, though.
For our mom, I was thinking more like, I don't have my hearing aids in. You're going to have to speak up.
Yeah, that's a good one, dude. That is a super good one.
She does do that often.
Oh, man. The, maybe one of mine, too, these days, like the putting my glasses on to see better kind of thing.
Right.
Starts with the vision.
Right. Right. Well, luckily for me, my old person thing, because they say, like, you got to put your glasses on to read stuff close. Mine's the whole opposite. Like, my up close vision got better. Ooh. It's my far away vision got worse. So, but I have to make sure I correct everyone when I now put glasses on. They're like, oh, that vision goes when you get older. I'm like, screw you. My up close vision is fine. Test me, bitch. Like, it's just the far away shit. It gets me.
Oh, man. I was thinking for myself. Like, one time, because I was trying to talk to the flower child about something, and I was telling her a story, and I'm like, and she's talking to me about the TikTok, and I was just like, I don't even have the TikTok. And Lily's like, Mom, I think everybody knows that you don't have the TikTok. She's like, it's just TikTok.
Oh, because putting the die in front of it. You know what, though? Maybe it's just because we age so well that, like, we're still cool.
Is that it, Sunny Boy?
Probably so. Yeah, that makes sense.
This is from the kid who was trying to tell me all about some ruckus that happened down at the Walmart.
Yeah. A bunch of ruckus.
I was like, did you use the word ruckus?
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's like, there was a real ruckus down there. I'm like, was there? Ruckus.
You know what? We probably should have. I feel like he's like, you're such an old soul, Remington, that sometimes that stuff is like down. Using that word ruckus, like, of course you use that. That's funny, but like, that doesn't super surprise me. Well, you're kind of an older soul. Mm-hmm. And you have kind of dealt with us like our shit your whole life. So you're like, I'm used to those words. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe not as crazy, but I mean, I'm trying to think, like, if I went to the kids or not for someone to describe TikTok to me. I don't even remember who described it. And Instagram, I'm pretty much anything with an app. I'm like, I probably shouldn't download that.
Don't need it.
Well, I know it is kind of funny that we did this episode particularly like with Remington, just because he is kind of the one that gets into like the older stuff or whatever.
Right.
Like, if I wanted to sit here and talk about World War II shit, this dude would be on it.
It is interesting.
So... Whereas I don't know if there's a whole lot of 21-year-olds that would be down to have that conversation all the time.
Right. That are like, oh, that's, like, cool. I'll talk to you about it. Most of them are like, I don't even know about it. Based on our time and the fact that we could probably talk all day about how old we are and how young he is, but he stays on track with us. We're going to go ahead and wrap up today. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us. Remington, thank you for being on with us and having a little talk about how old we are and young you are. And until next time, cheers to you.
Cheers.